This story is called Tilly and the Stairs. A long time ago, there was a little girl named Tilly, and she lived before people learned how to use electricity. There wasn't any television, and there wasn't any Nintendo, and there wasn't anything like that. And nobody cared because they never heard of electricity. But Tilly cared because Tilly was afraid of the dark. She lived in a cabin with her mom and dad, and she slept upstairs, and they slept downstairs. And she didn't like going up there in the dark, and sometimes she gave her mother a hard time about it. One time her mama said, "Tilly, it's time to go to bed." And she said, "Could I stay up another hour?" And her mother said, "No, you're too little." "Well, could you take me up and tell me a story and tuck me in?" "No, you're too big." "Could I take a candle?" And her daddy said, "Take a candle? Are you trying to burn our house down around our ears? You get up there, little girl, blah, blah, blah. You know how daddies are." And off she went. And every step she took, it got darker. And when she got to the top of the stairs, she got in bed and lay there and listened to the noises of the night. She heard, "Roo." She thought, "Oh, that's the wind. I'm not afraid of the wind." And she heard, "Shh, that's just leaves blowing. I'm not afraid of leaves." And she heard, "Meow." "Yeah, that's that silly cat. I'm not afraid of a cat." And she heard, "Whoo. Oh, that's an owl. Owls are our friends. I'm not afraid of owls." And then she heard,
"Tilly, Tilly, I'm coming to get ya."
She heard,
"Tilly, I'm on the first step."
That was not the wind blowing.
"Tilly, I'm on the second step."
Not leaves.
"Tilly, I'm on the third step."
Not the cat.
"Tilly, I'm on the fourth step."
Certainly not an owl.
"Tilly, I'm on the fifth step."
What could she do? It was in between her mom and dad.
"Tilly, I'm on the sixth step."
She got an idea. She sat up in bed and screamed for her mother as loud as she could. She said, she was so frightened she couldn't make a sound, but she could hear,
"Tilly, I'm on the seventh step."
She put her head under the covers, but she could still hear,
"Tilly, I'm on the eighth step."
Oh, what could she do?
"Tilly, I'm on the ninth step."
There was only 10 steps. She heard the door creak open. She heard footsteps coming toward her bed. She heard her mother singing and her father talking and smelled breakfast. And she realized she just had a bad dream. The end.